طيب عن داف كوف جيمل لامد باي the last word on the top line كي اوسو רבדימי אמר בוי מיני רבי שמעון בן לוקיש מרבי יוחנן חולקוי מבחוץ מהו את רשי what are we speaking about חולקוי מבחוץ לכזייס Eva Minachai. Now, here we see a very Shitas Rashi that you're chayev if one eats a kizayis from an Eva Minachai. You need a maisa achila by Eva Minachai. But if you have one Eva that has 10 zayis and you don't have to eat the whole Eva, you have to eat a zayis of the Eva Minachai. Chol kemi bachutz, the kizayis Eva Minachai. Nechlak lishnayim. So he took this kezayis of the Eva Minachai, which is Bosa Gidim Vatsomis, and he made two halves asim. Kaidem sheet nenu lisechpit. He made two halves asim before he put it in his mouth. Ba'ochel ze levadoi, vachakach chetsya yasheni. That means he took a kezayis of an Eva Minachai, he cut it in half, he made two maisa achilas. One maisa achila on one half, and the other maisa achila on the other half. Mao. So what is this? So what are the tzodei ashayla? Mi mitztalfei lechiyuvei kichol shari surim. The kaimalon, the mitztalfei shiurayu lachatzoin besoich kedei achilas pras. We learn out halacha lemoishe miSinai that if a person ate in the shir of kedei achilas pras 2 minutes to 9 minutes, the different chiluk yedeis, if a person ate in this time span a kezayis, so it's mitzurf, it's called one maisa achila. So memele, so here he had two half zaysim of eva minachai. So it's also called, he made a maisa achila. He made a maisa achila on two halves eisim. And since it was eaten in the span of kedei achila's pras, so he's chayim, like all other isurim. Oidil mekiven dechidushu, the achila of eva minachai, the whole chiyuv achila is a chidush. Dogidim vatsomis, the alma loimachayev olayim. Normally, you're not chayev on gidim vatsomis. Vahochim mechayev, and here the Torah was mechayev on achilas gidim vatsomis. Ve'eim ha'eilach boi elach hidushoi. There's one chiddush that Torah said, even though it's not boso, there's a chayev on achilas gidim vatsomis, fine. So, אין לך בי אלך ידושי, וכי אוכל אי בבסחס מחייב. So, if he eats it בבסחס, he's מחייב. זה סתם אכילה בבסחס משמע. אבל לחצויים לא. That means, when the Torah says, you're not allowed to eat an evil מן החי. So, פשטה זה קרוא means, and אכילה means, הכזייס בבסחס. That is the Taich Achila. Without Aloch and the Moshe Misinai, so if he ate Teichid Achila's Prat, he didn't make a Mais Achila, it's two half Achila. There's a Chiddush, Aloch and the Moshe Misinai, that if it was eaten Teichid Achila's Prat, he has a Din Achila. It's not a Mais Achila, Achila, the Taich of Achila means Babasachas. This lamaisa, there were two half achilas. So there's a loch and lamaisa misinai that a din achilas also chayiv. So it could be this, a loch and lamaisa misinai was only said, not by chidushim. But some of the Torah asked macholas asuris, so there the Torah said that there's a nitzar achila, a din achila you also chayiv. There's mitzvahs achila. So if there's a din achila, you also mekayim the mitzvah. But here, this whole thing is past, it's not a maisachil even, because it's hidden by tzometz. And the Torah said, you're high, fine. So, ain't lach alach boy alach chidusha. So, here I have to accept this chidush kepashte dekro, which means he ate it babat sachas. That is the taisha chila. If he ate it in a time span of 9 minutes, I should say, it's called, it has a din achila, it could be by a mechudish tika achila. There's no such thing. That I say that you're chayim, because the whole thing is a chiddush. That was the shaila. Boy minei Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Rav Yochanan cholkei mibachutz mau. Amar lei potus. He says you're right. You talk right. Ein lach by yelo chiddushay. I have a chiddush akroy yechayim and gidim batzom. It's so good. So that is only if he ate it to basachas. He made a ma'isa achila. But if he didn't make a ma'is achila, there should be a din achila. A din achila should also be a sibel lachayva. That we don't say. So he says, Amalei pota. Agav uche, as the sugya will progress, and we'll see Taisvis does not learn at all the way Rashi and Shad. The Gemara, Taisvis is a different ma'ala, the whole Gemara. But it comes out, according to Rashi, that if the Torah was machadish, and there is a chiv achila and a dovo that's not oimid lachila, so then there's no tziruf of kdei achila's prat. So what will come out by gida noshe, that it's also a chiddush that you chay by gida noshe, so it should come out that you're not chay if you ate it kdei achila's prat. That's how it should come out according to the Rashi's pshat the sugya. And the Chassam Sefer and Rabbi Kevege both asked, they didn't see in any mokim that by Gida Noshe there should not be a din of Kdei Achilas Pras. So this is a horror that they ask the way Rashi learns Pshat the Sukhi. Mi bifnim mai, but what happens if Cholkoi mi bifnim? So said Rashi, mi bifnim, la'acher shebo samuch le beis b'li yosai. That means he's chewing the seiva min achai. When they came samuch le beis b'li yosai, b'loi lachtoim. That means usually when a person eats, he chews it, so he doesn't swallow it. So the swallowing is a slow process. He doesn't swallow whatever he put in his mouth. He's chewing a chaylik, he's swallowing a chaylik. It's no stira. So what will be if the bliya was not for basachas? The bliya was not for basachas. Omalechayv. So he said, Deyitakechayv. Ki also rovin, Omal, Cholkei mibachutz pota. Now, so the Rabdimi said, Cholkei mibachutz Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, and Cholkei bebefnim, he also asked Rabbi Yochanan, and he told him Cholkei bebefnim is chay, even though the bliya was bezeach hazeh. Ki yoso rovin Omar, he said over the mice a little differently. Cholkei mibachutz pota. If it's cholkei mibachutz pota, that's true. Mi bifnim, what if the bliya was cholkei? He didn't swallow a kizayis b'batzacha. Rabbi Yochanan omar chayiv, v'Reish Lakish omar pota. Reish Lakish holds pota. Rabbi Yochanan omar chayiv, areinene groinoi b'kizayis, v'Reish Lakish omar pota. Achille b'meyav b'inon b'lekem. One needs an achille b'meyav b'lekem. Now, we have to know translation of two words which are not the same, which are normally understood. Normally, we think the goreng is the chelik of the tavol that one speaks from, yega b'groinot. But here, Gorin, here the Gorin means the Pele. the Pelei of the right before the Mokim Abliyah, the Mokim that's between the gums. This area is called the Gorin. And Mayav, what we say over here, Mayav does not mean the Mayayim. Mayav means the Mokim that one is Beleya. The Mokim Abliyah, that's called Mayav. So Mamela, let us see what Rashi says. Achila b'meyav, kshu yoyreit l'soich meyav, that means when he swallows it, so shihei boi shir achila. One has to swallow a kezayit. Kezayit a shir achila. Rabbi Yochanan says, there was a shir achila. That means he had a kezayit in his mouth. It's not cholkoi mi bachutz. Because he put in his mouth a kezayit. While he's chewing it, he has hanoah of a kezayis, so finished. So he's chayiv on the hanoah's goring. And Rish Lakish says, no, for achila you need hanoah's beliyah. So you have to make a maisa achila on a kezayis of eva minachai. A kezayis of eva minachai, so you have to swallow a kezayis. Like the Gemara, Elo Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Eichi Mashkachas Lo de Machai. So according to Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Eichi de Mashkachas Lo de Machai. So when are you chai? So Taisus is going to ask the Kashi, what's Pshat? You have to swallow a Kezayis. And to swallow a Kezayis with Batachas is not Ekvel. What's the problem of the Gemara? Heichim Ashkachas lo de Machayit. So the Chassam Sofer wants to say that the Gemara's Kasha is, normally when a person eats, when he chews something, he swallows at the same time, slowly. That means, so he swallows, he's eating and swallowing. Normally you don't swallow, Kezayis Shleima. You swallow the Bislach. Now, if you'll tell me, according to Reish Lakish, that you only chayev be swallowed a kezayis sholem, so how could you give haschor? How could you ever give malchus? How can you ever give malchus if you have to swallow a kezayis? If you have to a kezayis sholem bebasachas by eva minachai, but here you need anachila kepshutai, adin achila is not sufficient. So who knows that he swallowed the whole kezayis with basachas? Eidim are giving gashor, and he said, not to swallow him. So who knows if he swallowed by Mishta Okezayis basachas? Maybe swallowed a little bit before. I mean, how do you know? How can you give malchus? That's how the Chassam Sofer says, that's how the Gemara's kasha. Well, no, it's either possible to swallow a kezayis with basachas, but we can never really know if he can swallow the whole kezayis basachas. Could be a little bit he swallowed before, but he saw his potter. Omar Rav Kahane Begrumisa Zeirta. Now let us see what Rashi says. Heiche Mashkachas Lo de Machayev Bekezayis, Hoyevshe Lilois Achila, what is, let's see the Shit Mubesis, Hoyevshe Lilois Achila, L'boila kula biyachat. So the Chassam Sofer says, that what Rashi says, the yevshe lilois, kavanosai ein derech lilois. That means normally a person does not eat like that. So how could they eat them? The yevshe should take with a grain of salt. So the derech is you swallow slowly. So how do you know he swallowed a kezayis for basachas? So the Gemara answers, Begrumisa Zerto. So Rashi says, Etzem Koton Shalkafa Yerech. And Etzem Koton, a small bone Shalkafa Yerech, Sheyesh Boi Mashu Boso Vigid, the Etzem Mashlimoi Likizayis, Vein Odom Loyasoi Ela Boiloi. Now that's the Mir Pshat in the Gemara's Teretzis. I think you have to put a comma after the git, and then we'll understand the Gemara. That it's an etzem cotton. There's an etzem, this git, and bosa. But between you and me, most is etzem. Most of it is etzem. That's what Rashi is saying. Etzem kotam shal kaf hayorech sheyesh boi mashu bosa begit. Is a mashu bosa begit. The etzem mashlim elikizai. And the etzem is mashlim elikizai. So most of it, 9/10 of this eiver is etzem. 9/10 is eiver, you don't chew it. If 9/10 is etzem, you don't chew it, you swallow it. That means if it's bosa and git, so you chew the bosa. But if 9/10 is etzem, it's very interesting to see the lotion of Rashi, the mashu bosa v'gidim v'atomes. So Rashi says, mashlimin likizayis. There we had before, Rashi says in three places, mashlimin. So Rashi says, they both are mashlim likizayis. Here Rashi says, the etzim is mashlim likizayis. Vayistoyis, that the git in the bosor is a mashu, and the etzim is mashlim likizayis. So, tikir, the etzim benotam loyasay elaboyle. This is something a person doesn't chew. You swallow it. So if you swallow it, so you're swallowing a kizayis. Nothing but to chew. There's most bones. He swallows. He swallows his eyes. The Rabbi Lozer Omar, afilu cholkoi mi bachutz namichayev. Rabbi Lozer is cholik on Rabbi Yochanan, and he holds afilu cholkoi mi bachutz namichayev, mechusa krevo lav ki mechusa maisedole. Zegt Rashi, mechus hakreve, shenisracheku ze mi ze mahat, mechus hamaise, kimish leyochel elo chatzizayit. Now, let us understand Pshat Rabbi Lozer. The Chasam Sofer says as follows, that the emison we have here a sugya. We had so far, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish agreed, Cholkoi mi bachutz yepata. And that means that you have to make a maisa achila, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, maisa achila means al kaponim hanos gorim, which means that you have to make a maisa achila on the kizayis, and therefore, if you're going to make two achilas, you need first a chatzizayis, that's a tach cholkoi mi bachutz. Takes a chatzitzayis and he eats it, and then takes another chatzitzayis and eats it. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, so that's not called an achilas kezayis. That's an achil of two zayis, of two half zayis. No, there's a halacha l'maish mesinai that the achilas prasas metzaren. Halacha l'maish mesinai was not said by isuri achilu which amachudish tek. It was said by samazayis achilu. This is amachudish tek is achilu. He have to make an achilu kepashta, he have to eat a kezayis babasach. Rabbi Lozer holds, you're right. It's a mechudish tika achila. And that's right, you're right, the kedei achila's pras won't help. But that what you said, cholkoi mi bachutz, is not called a maisa achila, no. So the Samsevi said something very interesting. If a person ate a half a zayis, there was a half a zayis in front of him. He tells someone, bring me another half zayis, and as soon as he takes the half zayis in his mouth, the person brings him the other half size. That's called he ate two half sizes. Because when he started eating, there was only a half size there. So even though it was turkey that he was past, he did everything in 10 seconds, he ate the whole thing, it's irrelevant. But that's not called he ate a size. Because when he started eating, it was only half a size. He's mited to the previous Amazon. You have to eat a zayis since it's a mechudish tika achila. You have to make a maisa achila on a zayis. But if you have two half zayis in front of you and you eat one and right afterwards eating the other, so it's called I ate a zayis. I ate two half zayis. What's the difference? I've had a half a zayis and brought another half zayis. No. Mechusa kreve rabke mechusa maisa domi. That means even though there were two half zaysim in front of me, that's still called, since they were in front of me, it's called I ate a zayis. I ate a zayis. So that's the Chiddush of Abulosa. But the same as I bechdei achilas pras all the zosaf, I'll eat the half a zayis now, I feel it's in front of me, I'll eat a half a zayis now, and half a zayis in a minute and a half, I think I won't be yotze. I have to eat a zayis, but this is cool, since I have a zayis in front of me, even though it's cut up into two pieces, and it's meluch exam is there, that doesn't mean I didn't need a zayis. That's good, I ate a zayis. That's from Mimshat and Rashi. L'chutz ha-krevish n'ischachku zem zem yad. It doesn't make him a chusa maize, kimi shalo yochal al achatzi zayis. It's called, I ate a zayis. Omar Rav Shimon ben Lokish, ki zayis sha'omru, chutz mishel ben hashinai. Rish Lokish says, now, we have here a machlokes, and we're going to have other tziyurim, which in again is machlokes. According to Reish Lakish, the Ike Achille is the Belia. You need Hanoas Meyav, which again, the Meyav does not mean the Mamayim. It means the Mokim HaBelia. You have to swallow a Kizayis. That's what Rabbi Yochanan, that's what Reish Lakish holds. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you have to have anos goyim, you have to taste akizayis. That's called achila. Achila means to taste akizayis. So now, the Gemara wants to say, what if he had akizayis, and there's some remnants of the akizayis between his teeth? So is this, so according to Reish Lakish, he didn't swallow akizayis. If there's still remnants of this akizayis between his teeth. According to Rabbi Yochanan, that you have to taste the zayis, now we can have a machloikis. According to Rabbi Yochanan, if this is called eating a kizayis. Now let's see. Good morning, Omar Rav Shimon ben Lokish. Kizayis sha'omru chutz mishel bein hashinai. You need a kizayis besides the remnants that are between the teeth, because that will not be mitzurah. If the chiyav kizayis is and what you swallow, so a mele, you have to have more than a kizayis to put in your mouth, taking into consideration that there'll be remnants left between the teeth. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, af im bein hashinayim. No, it's also called, that's called achila, and it seems that according to this lotion, the bein hashinayim also he has anos achila from the remnants that are between the teeth, and memela, it's mitzurah to kezayis. That is the first lashon. Omar Rav Popes, and Rav Popes says it's not true. Bishel bein shinayim, that's what's bein shinayim to kulam loy pligi. There's no machloikis. Everyone holds bein shinayim is zichanat mitzurah. Because you don't have anos achila also. Ki pligi bein hachachinayim. The palay that is between the gums. The chachinayim are the gums. So the palay which is between the gums, if you'll have some food, I had a kizayit, let us make it a little interesting, I had some peanut butter maybe, and a kizayit of peanut butter, and some of the peanut butter got stuck in the palay, and I didn't swallow it yet. And some emela, but I had a whole kezayis of peanut butter there. Some emela, I had a noah's goring of a kezayis of peanut butter, but I swallowed less than a kezayis of peanut butter. There's a chelik that dovuk to the bein achichinayim, which is the palay. It's mar sova, reitene, negroinoi bekezayis. That means the Goron, the Pelei, had a no of a Kizayit. Ma'asova achila b'meyavinam. Reish Lakish says, no, you have to swallow a Kizayit. So memele, if there's some left on the Pelei which was not swallowed, so memele achila b'meyavinam. Let us see Rashi. Chutz mishel bein hashinayim, so she kizayis b'mashu b'leya, levat hanisha b'shinayim, This is according to Reish Lakish. Bishel bein ha-shinayim, afilo rabi yoichan ha-moigad, loy mechshe vaadei, deinene loy groine ve loy meyo. There is no hano from the remnants that are between the teeth. Shein odom toyim, a person does not taste, ha-che somuch le-beis ha-bliyev, that means the taste buds are in the palay, in the back of the mouth, k'dechsiv, v'cheich, oichel, yitam loy. The cheich is toyim the oichel. And that, towards the back of the mouth, that's where the taste buds are. Bein achani chayim, look, the Sagil say, hadovok b'chikoi, that it's dovok b'chikoi, shegroinoi neneboi, umeyav loy nene. Mayo of Loinen. So Mele, here we have the Machlokes, that Rav Yochanan holds Yechayev, and Reish Lakish holds Yepot, you need Hanos Mayo, which means you have to swallow a Kizayis. Omar Rabbi Asi, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Ochal Chatzi Zayis, Vehikiyoi, a person ate a chassi zayi, vehikiyoi. Vechozar v'ochel chassi zayis acha, chayit. Yechayit, maitayme areinene groinoi bikizayis. Let us see what Rashi says. Chayit. He never swallowed a Zayishov. Because the first half Zayis he threw up. So only swallowed the Maisa half a Zayis. Never was a bliest of a Zayis for Basachas.
They said that what
according to Rabbi Yochanan you have to go you have to stick into your mouth a kizayis in order to be called a maisa achila. That's called, since it's a machudish tikka achila, you have to stick into your mouth a kizayis. And here we see that Rav Asi doesn't hold like that. Rav Asi said that, he said he ate a half a zayis, then he threw it out, and then he ate another half a zayis, and he says, Reinen negroin, I said, this is zichanada kizayis vabasachas. And this is not Rav Eloza either. Rav Eloza said like one after the other. Here, Fakel, he ate a half, and then he threw it up. And then... So Rashi says, V'hod Rav Asi pliga ad Rav Dimi v'rovim, to omri lael, mishmed Rav Yechon cholkim v'chutz potter. V'hai, let us see the Shit Magbetsu, V'hai denokad kroinoi, mishum danos groinoi, hainu time. That is the time he derived. Vreitom shnei chatzoi zeisim. Va'avol gav v'zeach ezel. Fakel, first he ate a half a zayis. Then he threw up the half a zayis. Then he ate another half a zayis. Lo'ich pislom. Hoyo lo v'chdei achilas pras avoy. Since it was v'chdei achilas pras. So Rabat Yom Rabbi Yechanan holds its mitzvah. Not like the three mandomim till now. But I know it's mayayim ainam ela b'mili keres. But I know it's mayayim is only b'mili keres. V'af al gav de bola shnei chatzoi zeisim. Hai l'maise he swallowed two chatzoi zeisim. Ein is mala kreise ela b'chatzoi zeis. But l'maise what ended up as a chatzoi zeis. Shikshem bola lizek v'ayotzo zet. That means that he had thrown up the first chatzizayis before he took in the second chatzizayis. So memela there only was a bliya of a chatzizayis.
So Ravati and Rabbi Yochanan said, as long as you had a nose going of the Kezayis, sufficient. Boy Rabbi Loza me Rabasi. So what did Rabasi say? Rabasi said that he ate two Chatzizaisim, but he threw up the first Chatzizais and then he ate the second Chatzizais. Boy, so now Rabbi Loza asked the Shaila, Rabbi Loza asked the Shaila from Rabasi, Ochol Chatzizais, Vihikiyoi, V'choyza V'ochloi. The same Chatzizais, he ate twice. Mal. So what is the din? That means if we speak about Hanoah's Gorim, so he had twice Hanoah from two Chatzizaisim. So that's to be sufficient. Maiko mi boile. So the Gemara says, so what pshat m'rabalozu shay? He have equal, he may have equal. So l'chayra the shayla is, that since he swallowed it and he threw it up again, so could be after swallowing it, it's cold, it was the sakal already. So when he took it into his mouth again, so it's not cold, he took a chatzizayis of Isser, it was the sakal already. Or maybe not, that's not cold, Iko. So that's the shayla. The shayla was that after the blien, he's making it, does it have a shame Iko or doesn't have a shame Iko? Fragt die Gemorre, wird die Beule, ich sei es. So why do you have to klar a Scheile bei a Chatzi sei es? Klar the Scheile bei a Kizayis. That means he swallowed a Kizayis. He threw it up and he swallowed it again. And the Scheile is a Chayv twice Malkis. Why if the Yisod a Scheile is, the Yisod a Scheile is, does Bliya make equal? So you don't have to clear a shayla by two half zaysim. You can clear the same half zayis over again. You can clear if he's chayv twice malkis. See, boy like his zayis. If that's the shayla. Hello. So what is your shayla? He bought a groina yaslinin. He bought a meya yaslinin. Your shayla was, he had a nose govern of a kizayis. He had a nose bli of a half zayis. So at that shayla, Zvetiv should lay me the Rabasi. So he can be poshif on Rabasi. He says, Rabasi said by two chatzizaisim, Rabasi said that the second chatzizais will become a tzurif. So Mamela, so we see that it does become a tzurif, Yodan no is growing a binam. So what's your shayla? What is your shayla? The same chatz, what the chilek, if it's the same chatzizayis, or two different chatzizayisim. And unless you say your shayla was, if it's called nesakel. No, if your shayla was nesakel, so why do you have to clear the shayla by two chatzizayisim, if he's chayv once malkis, clear, but be chayv twice malkis. Let us see what Rashi says. He have a ikel bibliosoi, have a pirsha ba'alme. So here's the din of perish, it doesn't even din of a machel. Machel is shniya lav klumo. So the Gemara says, so why does Rabbi Loza clear the shayla by two chatzizeis and to bale kizayis, l'chai v'beis malkis? El, what they say the shayla is, ibos a groina yoslin. The pshita lay the laviko. No, that wasn't the shayla, tzichanadiko. So memele, that's for shteitzer. That if you'll eat two kizaisim, lead a kizayis, and I'll throw it up and I'll eat it again. So the zichano shayla, he'll be chayiv. The zichano shayla, he'll be chayiv to malkis, because the zichanat called the nisakel. So what is your shayla? Eliboi, elibosa groin and aslina. The pshitalei, the laviko. That we didn't clear a shayla. By two zaysim that he swallowed and then threw it up and swallowed again. Because it's zichanariko. Bekomi boilei mi amrinin hainene groinoi oidul maharei loi nene meyov elu bachatzi zayis. That's the shayla. Tivshila, so if that's the shayla, why clearing by the same chatzi zayis? Tivshila mi the rabasi, the bosa groinoi aslina. So the shayla of Rabbalos is a modern shayla. That means if the etzim shayla is a shayla of, if the etzim shayla is a shayla of equal, you don't have to declare a shayla by two chatzitzim, you declare by one zayis that he was making it, and then he swallowed it again, and he scribed twice malchus. So al kocho, the shayla is a shayla batzirif. No, he said clear that it's mitzurif. What's the difference? If it's the same chatzizayis, if it's a different chatzizayis. So the Gemara answers, Rabasei Gemara Yakalei. Rabasei forgot his learning. Va'osi Rabbalozo Latkuri. And Rabbalozo wanted to remind him, but he didn't want to remind him that he'll be sensitive to what he's telling him. So therefore, that means like this, that Bamison, Rabbalozo had heard times before from Rabasi that if a person swallowed a chatzizayis, he spit it out, and then he swallowed it again. Yechai, according to Rabbi Yochanan. He heard this from Rabasi Yechai. This time when Rabasi said it over, he speaks about two chatzizayis. Now Rabbi Lozo had a kasha, why are you talking about two chatzizayis? Why don't you talk about the same chatzizayis? So Weistais, you forgot from what you had said over. And Memele, you think that if I killed by the same, that Chatzis Ayis is Nesakal already. So Mele, there you won't be high. That's what you spoke about, he ate two Chatzis Ayis. So therefore, he wanted to remind him, he asked him this Shaila that he should remember that he himself once said, oh, for Rabbi Yochanan, the same Chatzis Ayis that it was spit out and swallowed again, you're also high. So why are you saying now over from Rabbi Yochanan a case of two chatzizayis? You should say over the way you used to say it over, for the same chatzizayis, and be madgish that there's no problem of nisakel. That was the way what Rabbi Lozo wanted to be moirim, but he wanted to say b'derech kovet. So he asked him the shaila, what will be in this case, and then he should remind himself. Tak, I said over this case also from Rabbi Yochanan. That's why. Rabbalozo knew the din, there's no din nisakel, but he wanted that Rabasi should remember the din, that there's no din nisakel, and he said over the shaila the way Rabasi always used to say it over. When the zakorim was good, he used to say over from Rabbi Yochanan, that with one chatzizai is shechayim. Ba'osa Rabbalozo lat kurei. Rabbalozo wanted to remind him. Ba'ochi kom alei. Normally, chatzizayis, acher, why do you have to talk about that he ate a chatzizayis, and then he threw it up, and then he ate a second chatzizayis? Lema mar bididei, say by the same chatzizayis. Dikala mishna minaitartis, if you say this halacha by the same chatzizayis, she's telling us two halachas. Shamina minodle have an equal, we see that that's not considered an equal. Why? So that's why he asked him the shayla by the same chatzizayis. Ishtik v'loy amaloy v'loy midi. He kept quiet. He didn't answer him. So l'chayre, it seems he didn't remember that he had said this over. So it means he's asking him a shayla of ikul, and he didn't remember from Rabbi Yochanan and that. He remembered that there's a din siruf of even though there was no bli of a zayis, there's a siruf of nene groine from a zayis. But that there's no shir ikul, he didn't remember. He asked him the shayla, he did not want to answer him. Omalei, but Rabbi Lozo was persistent, he wanted to remind him that he had said over from Rabbi Yochanan that afilu by the same chatzizayis one can be chay. Omalei meifes ador godol ador loizdimnin sagin amrat kamei de Rabbi Yochanan. Don't you remember that a lot of times you ask Rabbi Yochanan this shaila by one chatzizayis that he spit out and he swallowed again?
Well, Malach einen gröne bekezayis. And he told you einen gröne bekezayis. Heard this from Rabbi Yochanan, Shafilu Chaza Ba'ochel Oisi Chatzi Zayis Atzmai, Apilu he ate that Chatzi Zayis Chayim Vishome Le Rabasi. And he heard Rabasi the Konoket Chatzi Zayis Acha, Rabbi Loza. That means he had heard from Rabasi that Apilu the same Chatzi Zayis. Now he heard from Rabasi the Konoket he wanted to remind him, Bisholei Beloshin Boi, Bishim Kvoidai, Ochlo, Loisei Atmei Mal, Kloina, He Zocher Mashe Shamata Okach. Should remember what you said. Ishtik Rabat, Amalei Rabalosa, Meifes Adair, Godol Adair, Mayanshi Meifes Aima, Zimnen Sagil Amrit Dovasa, Lichnei Rabbi Yochanan, you said the same Chasizais, Afilabu Atmei Chayet, Vahoydol Et Borecha, Vahomar Inene Groinoi, Bekizayis, that the Dorin was Nene Bekizayis. Some say brings down that lechatchila, even though there's a din is that kezayis is mitzuref bechdei achilas pras, so the magna brings a magna from that the lechatchila a person should be boileya. Akezayis bebas achas by matze. He says that alachatchila dekachila. Vaisnachoy, just like we hear here by a chiddush, we say achila kepashtei. That means tam achila bebas achas. So he says it's alachatchila mahuda dekachila by matze. One should swallow akezayis bebas achas. And the chasam soifa is on the Magen Avraham, and the Magen Avraham is arrived from Agamore. And he says, Fakert, Agamor says, Fakert. Agamor says, you have to put, so the Sam Sefer holds, you have to put in your mouth a Kezayis and chew it. Chew it. That, if you want to say that Lechatchila, you have to make a Chile Kepashta, so put in a Kezayis in your mouth, chew it, and then swallow it as a, Tzibitzlach, because we passed the light Chab Yoichanan. That's what the Sam Sefer is on the Magen Avraham. Others say that, he brings down a maril, the maril says you can eat lechatchila zay, bechtei achilas pras, to bring him the chleinish, the sniper, they also eat like that. They eat lechatchila bechtei achilas pras, not to stuff in a kezayis in one's mouth and then to swallow it slowly. Until not like the chsam sefer. Chol kei mi bachutz, perish bekuntris, Rashi said, Kizayis Eve Minachai, Cholkoi Lishnayim Koidim Shivnenu Lisoichpit. That was a Kizayis of an Eve Minachai. And Kizayis of an Eve Minachai. Cholkoi Lishnayim Koidim Shivnenu Lisoichpit. He cut it up. Ba'ochal Zelavadoi, Tachkach Ochal Ketchia Shay. That was the Shaila. Mashme dim nosan shnei achalokim bepit. But what would be if he would have cut it up and he put both in his mouth? Rashi means he made two separate achilas. He made first, he ate the first chatzizayit, then the second chatzizayit. So it was everything teched achilas pras.
But that is no good, because here you need achila kepashta. Mashme di imnos an shnei chalokim bepiv ubolom bebasachas. But what would be if he put both chalokim bepiv? Chayiv l'kul, and if bolom bebasachas, chayiv l'kul alma, then there's no shayla whatsoever. So he made one ma'is achila. There's no thing that has to be a sholem. But then, the whole inyan of cholkoi is he made two ma'is achila. But if he made one ma'is achila, you're zicha chayiv. Ve'inire. Ve'im kein, ma'i kashalei l'reish lokish heichem ashkach aslom. The Gemara asked the kasha on Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish said, "How do you have to be boy leyan babasachas? Chiyin a yochel of leyan kezayis babasachas. It can't be boy leyan kezayis babasachas." So we answered the Chacham Sofer says this teretz, but the Edom will know if he was boy leyan babasachas. How can he get milk? But anyway, that's Taisvus kasha. Taisvus says, "And yochel of leyan kezayis babasachas." From reading back Pascha the Yume. The base abliya machzik kebeyas talnegoilis. The base abliya is machzik the size of a beyas. Now, a beyas talnegoilis is larger than a goilis. Kedemuchach bepeirik chaloy. The ika kamo goilis besuvir shalayrib. Yeah. There's the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says in a pass of shtei sudas, which is a machlekes, either six eggs, six bayim, or eight bayim. Chas is half of that, is one suda. But a pass of two sudas is between six and eight bayim. Fine. The Gemara says that pass is 18 groigris. So we see clearly that a groigris is smaller than a bayim. And the Gemara says, "O groigris gedoyla yoisa mikezayis," and the groigris is bigger than a kezayis. Can mucha beperik hamatznias. So if a beya is bigger than a groigris, and the Gemara says a person can swallow a beya bebasachas, so zicha can swallow a kezayis bebasachas, because a kezayis is smaller than a groigris, and a groigris is smaller than a kebeya. So memela, so what's the problem of the Gemara? The Gemara asked, according to Reish Lakish, when are you chai be'eva minachai? What's the problem? You swallow the kezayis bebasachas. That's one raya, and the raya is based on the Gemara in Yume, that the base of Li is Masik Kebeya Talnegoilas. So Memela, so if it's Masik Kebeya, it's Icha Masik Kezayis. Another raya that it can be Masik Kezayis, Omrini Beperik Omruloi, the ain base of Li is Masik Yaisa Mishnei Zeis. The base of Liya cannot hold more than two zeis of a mashma, the shnei zeis and mazik. So, Bezoi, what's the problem in the Gemara? The Gemara is according to Reish Lakish, how are you chai v'neimim in achai? And the Gemara says, the Gemara Muchetzich, only one case of grumise, lachere, he swallowed the zeis. What's the problem? Boy, and this is another kasha. The chihayi, the afal pi shechol kemi b'chutz. According to Rashi, the whole problem of chol kemi b'chutz means he made two ma'is achilas. But if it's chol kemi b'chutz v'hinicham be'bas achas l'soich piv, mechayv l'Rabbi Yochanan. But if he put it in his mouth together, it's irrelevant that the two pieces, according to Rashi. If he made one ma'isa achila and two pieces, yechayim. L'Rabbi Yechon does the bas achilas piv. L'fishen ene groine kizayis b'vasachas. Ochinami, so Taisvi says, afilu bolon bozeh ezeh, yischayim l'reish lokish, da ozer bas achilas meyot. So So, according to Reish Lakish, he said, V'chayiv afilu bolom b'zech hazeh, kiven sheyesh kizayis bebas achas b'meyav koydim sheyisakel. Dein memayel yisakel kedemuchach b'son. So here, on this kasha, the Chassam Sofer answers that he says, Reish Lakish does not mean hanos meyav. Reish Lakish means the Beis Abliya. That's what Reish Lakish means. Reish Lakish means that you need in the Beis Abliya kezayis. So if it's Cholke be Beis Abliya, so there's no Achiyah. You need the Beis. Well, he's not talking about the Meayim. He's talking about the Beis Abliya. Just like by, that's called Achila. The Shail is Anos, Groyne is Achila, or the Beis Abliya is called Achila. But if it's Cholkei Bezech Hazeh, don't look at what's in the B'nai Ma'ayim. That's how the Chassam Sofer wants to frame for Rashi. V'nira l'polish. Now Tosfos comes and says a whole new pshat in the Gemara. Not Rashi's pshat. The Cholkei Mibachutz Potter Afilo Ochloi Bebasachas. Not the way Rashi says, Cholkei Mibachutz means that he made two achilas in a whole shtik Torah, that since this is a mechudish tik achila, you have to make achila kepashte, and so therefore two achilas she won't be chayiv. Nah, there's no such thing. Kedash teich passes good all over. V'nim l'porish, the Cholkei Mibachutz potter, v'afilu ochloi bebasachas. The ba'inin shem mechuber bepiv v'yiye olav shem eber mishum dahoche chidishu k'teperish pekuntres v'ba'al molay mechayev agidim v'atzomis v'ochi mechayev v'ein loch boi eloch yidushay. I'm aware of the Kataisa. So Kataisa is there's a whole new sugya, nothing to do with Rashi's Mahalach. We have mentioned when we started the sugya, Rashi says, Cholki mi b'chutz le kezayis eivim min achai. Rashi says, either kezayis of an eivim min achai, you also chai. Tais is hold chas v'sholom. You chai van eivim min achai. You have to eat an eivim min achai. An eivim, it's a b'chutish teke yisrael. You chai van bos to gidem batzomis. You have to eat the whole eivim. So if you cut the eivim, and you stick it into your mouth, and you're chewing it, b'basachas, that's not eivim min achai. The chiddush of the eivim in the chayes and mechudish take your din achila that you chayev and bosta gidim and tzomis. You have to eat an eivah. If you cut the eivah, so you didn't eat an eivah, so there's no chiyuv. Not speaking about a time span. That's not the shayim. So cholke mibachutz, you didn't eat an eivah. Avol cholke bifnim chayev, but he was chewing it in his mouth. And the Ava came apart. It's not a ganze Ava in his mouth. The Delchu Shenechlach Bepiv Pashas Lisa. Because that's the Chibshat in the Posse. That's called I ate a ganze Ava. When I'm eating, it's the Ava becomes Nechlach. That's irrelevant. Reish Lakish pota v'lecholke b'fnim. Reish Lakish says you have to swallow an eva. It's not enough that you. It's a memela if you chewed it. If you chewed it and it was nechlak on your daily sosai, so that's not called. So then that's not called that you ate an eva. Olekach doichi kashas alibe eichem eshkach so she's chay b'derech achila. Because you have to eat an eiver. Or mishani begrumisa zehirte, you have a small bone. Dein odam loya, so this is not chewed, this is swallowed. Ela boiloy, so memele here is considered eight a whole eiver. Umiul rabolozo, rabolozo that says that, rabolozo said that cholki mi bachutz is chayir. That was shitas rabolozo. I feel like Chokim Bebuchutz Nami Chayiv is Badai, Rabos Levadi, the Mechayiv Chokim Bebuchutz is I feel like Ocha Zech is a Mechayiv. According to Rabolozo, that's a Chachua Zoi. According to Rabolozo, there's no such thing that you have to eat an Eivah Sholem. Hodron Aloch Gidanoshe.